Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Action alert. New tree sits in Humboldt County. Tree sit homes are occupying two of three threatened forests in Humboldt County right now. This is a call to action for our last chance to defend our ancient forests and watersheds before Maxam Corporation cuts and runs. As Maxam, Pacific Lumber continue their aggressive quest to liquidate the last of their old-growth holdings in Humboldt County, activists continue to rise up into the canopy of these ancient trees to peacefully resist. Two new tree sits have gone up within the past few weeks. Gypsy Mountain is threatened again. During the 1998 campaign, David Gypsy Chain was murdered by a logger who felled a tree on top of him. This mountain has been devastated and needs time to heal. A giant tree named Aradia now has a tree sit village in her and her neighbors. This small, unentered grove stands between two clear cuts from 1998 and is bordered by an illegal logging road. In a shocking, yet not altogether surprising turn of events, Humboldt County Earth First activists learned recently that a redwood grove that they had been promised would be set aside as a memorial to slain activist David Gypsy Chain is not, in fact, the company's property to give away. Yet, at the same time, the sheriffs came to the area and threatened to arrest activists for trespassing at the memorial site. The half-acre area, which lies between the old and new bridges about 18 miles east on State Highway 36, is at the foot of what is now known as Gypsy Mountain. The redwood grove was set aside in a settlement agreement on the wrongful death suit brought against Maxam by Gypsy's mother, Miss Cindy Albrooks. While not formally spelled out in the agreement, the company publicly announced its intention to designate a memorial in a press release at the time of the settlement last fall and made arrangements to place a locally crafted commemorative plaque at the site in question. Although Maxam Pacific Lumber claims it owns the area, Caltrans official Don Campbell insists it belongs to the state of California. He said the old bridge and right-of-way were never vacated when the state acquired the land for the new highway from Louisiana Pacific in 1984. This company really doesn't know where its boundaries are. They just have people arrested at will for trespassing on public land, said Earth Firster Naomi Wagner, who was falsely arrested by Pacific Lumber on the public property last summer. In a recent gathering at the site, a large banner was hung from a roadside redwood with the message, "Justice for Gypsy and Judy Berry, Let Gypsy Mountain Live." The second new focus is in the tiny town of Freshwater, where despite evidence of off-the-chart sediment levels in the water caused by destructive clear-cut logging practices, the California Department of Forestry is giving Maxam the go-ahead to clear-cut an additional 500 acres per year in this tiny Humboldt community. The Freshwater watershed consists of about 20,000 acres. Maxam Pacific Lumber Company owns 15,000 of these acres, of which 9,000 have been logged since Charles Hurwitz's Maxam Corporation took over the Pacific Lumber Company in a hostile takeover in 1985. In this year alone, 500 acres are slated to be cut. Record-breaking flooding is also becoming an issue as normal rainfall in this temperate rainforest is causing floods due to the clear-cut land's inability to hold the water. Two giant old-growth trees, Everlasting Life and Jerry, are occupied by dedicated activists. They sit beside a public road in the second unit of a four-unit timber harvest plan that is slated to clear-cut 184 acres. Because of the easy public access and visibility, local activists are hoping to avoid the dangerous and life-threatening methods previously used against tree sitters by Maxam Pacific Lumber. Public support, as well as the roundtable discussions that came out of David Gypsy Chain's wrongful death settlement, may curb the violence against activists. The Matole is also being attacked with timber harvest plans, and the activists there are prepared to defend the forest. For any letters of encouragement, info on base camps, and how to get involved or make donations, please write to North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California 95518. That's North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California 95518, or call 707-825-6598. 6598. That's 707-825-6598. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,